The 18th chapter of Revelation is called a doom song. It's the doom song of Babylon, a city that's mentioned more times in the Bible than any other city in all the world except Jerusalem. It's mentioned more than 260 times. How important, but how iniquitous. How great, but how godless. How rich, but how rotten. Here we see the end of a godless government, a Christless city, and a spiritless society. Listen to the pronouncement in verses 1, 2, and 3. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. It begins with the expression, after these things. What things? The destruction of religious Babylon. Here we see the destruction of commercial Babylon. The religious Babylon and the commercial Babylon are alike in that they both are under the rule of the Antichrist. They are both ruling like queens and are running over with sin. Both scorn the saints and shed their blood. Both are associated with the kings of the earth in drunkenness and fornication. Both come under the judgment of God and are destroyed. But that's where the similarity ends. There are marked differences. Let's note them. Religious Babylon is called Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. Commercial Babylon is called Great Babylon and Babylon the Great. Religious Babylon is described as the mother of harlots, while commercial Babylon is presented as a mighty city. Religious Babylon is presented as a woman, a harlot, a mother. Commercial Babylon is shown as a habitation, a mighty city, a marketplace, a burning city. Religious Babylon is identified with the city on seven hills, while commercial Babylon is a port city seen from the sea. Religious Babylon is destroyed by man. Commercial Babylon is destroyed by God. No mourning is connected with the destruction of religious Babylon, but there is with commercial Babylon. The pronouncement is made by another angel. His glory is so brilliant that the earth is lightened by it. Those who come from the presence of God bring with them the light of God. What's true of the angels is also true of men of God. When Moses came down from being with the Lord, the Bible says, the skin of his face shone. Why? Because he had been speaking with the Lord. Is the light of the Lord seen in your face and mine? Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, cried the angel, and the fall is seen in that she becomes a den of demons, a sanctuary for satanic spirits, a cage for cruel birds. And birds are used symbolically of Satan. This is seen in Matthew 13, 4 and 19. Babylon wouldn't accept the Holy Spirit, So now she's abandoned to the evil spirits. She wouldn't accept God's yoke, so now she's in the devil's noose. What's true of that city is true of every sinner. You may be wondering why Babylon was destroyed. The verses in this chapter bear it out. First, her sins. In verse 5 it says, her sins have reached into heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. In the first city, they tried to reach heaven with their bricks, but they failed. Now they reach it with their badness, and God remembered each one of her sins. Second, her selfishness. In verse 7 it's written, how much she hath glorified herself. She boasted of her atheism, not the Almighty, her blasphemy, not her belief, her godlessness, not her godliness. To her there's no God, no Christ, no Holy Spirit. She glorified self, not the Savior. Third, her soul market. After listing the articles she bought and sold, some 28 commodities, the list closes in verse 13, the souls of men. Think of it, bodies and souls of men and women are matters of commerce. You'd think that after the teachers have taught and preachers have preached, they'd become more civilized and cultured, wouldn't you? But do they? Just the opposite. There's no real culture without Christ. Reject the ideal man, and you won't reach the ideal in life. Fourth, her slaying of the saints. It's written in verse 24, in her was found the blood of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. How could they be guilty of all the slain saints? You don't have to murder all of the prophets to be guilty of all the prophets' blood. God looks at the tendency of sin as well as the transgression. James says, he that breaks the law in one part is guilty of all. It's like being held by a chain. Break one link and you'll fall. So it is with our sins. God sees the tendency of our sins. He knows we'll do it again and again. And if we live 1,000 years, we'll keep on doing it for 1,000 years. Any hope? Yes, but only in Christ. I know you're wondering, is this city of Babylon a literal city, or is it symbolical of commercialism as a whole? Bible teachers are divided. I've studied scores of arguments, and I frankly do not know. According to Isaiah 13:19-22, Babylon was to be completely destroyed, not inhabited. But many argue that Babylon wasn't destroyed as a city until hundreds of years after the fall of the empire. Furthermore, according to Isaiah 13:6, it stated, her destruction would come in the day of the Lord. That day is future. And according to Jeremiah 51:8, her destruction is to be sudden. This is brought out in Revelation 18. So they say, Babylon will be rebuilt. Others identify Babylon as Rome, since the Antichrist is to rule over religious Babylon and commercial Babylon, and since the Roman Empire is to be revived, they say the seat will be in Rome. Many say that when our Lord was on earth, he spoke of the great hatred he had for the world. He even refused to pray for the world. Now, what's the world? A combination of religion, government, and commerce without God. So they argue, Babylon in all its parts stands for what Christ called the world. A few argue that Babylon is the United States. Why? For a number of reasons. Jeremiah 51:13 says, O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. The United States is surrounded by waters. She's very rich, and she's a covetous nation, and she's departing from the word of our Lord. Churches are becoming more liberal, and all of the false religions are converging on the United States, and she's fast becoming a center for them. But I can't speak with a Thus saith the Lord. So we'll leave this question unanswered. But let's answer this question. What will you do with Jesus? Why not receive Jesus now, right now?